on Facebook, eventually learning it was to honor her stillborn grandson. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Getting all the advice we can is a good idea. In 1993, Gary Kremen, a pioneer of the internet, saw amazing potential in online dating. So he created Match.com. At the time, people weren't dating online, so to get the ball rolling, Gary got everyone in his company to create a profile on his website. He even asked his girlfriend to sign up. Unfortunately for Gary, his girlfriend found another guy on Match.com that she liked better than him. Talk about unintended consequences. No one can see all possible outcomes. That's why Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, recommended getting as much advice as we can. In Proverbs 15:22, he wrote, "Plans go wrong for lack of advice, but many advisors bring success." So what if this week I get a second opinion before making a big decision? Getting all the advice we can is a good idea, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice forecast for you. Good bit of sunshine today. High temperature around 79. It's going to be fairly comfortable. Then for tonight, clouds on the increase, but dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, but showers and storms become scattered to numerous during the day on Saturday as a frontal system approaches, high in the middle 70s. Then cooler Saturday night behind the cool front. Low temperature 51. Sunday, breezy. Cooler, sunshine, high in the upper 60s, and how about mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook's big fall yard sale begins Saturday morning at 6 a.m. You'll find great bargains outside and even some sales inside the store. That's Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's big yard sale this Saturday, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Black hair, flamenco dance. You know she dances while his father plays. into the News and Views, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got a special guest in the studio here. I'll name you guys here often.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
My friend Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group on the web, thegoodsongroup.com, but he comes in to join us, and he got good news. He brought me a graph. You know I like visual pictures.
Yes, you do.
I do. I'm a big fan of these, and it's the Montgomery area real estate market, and it shows demand skyrocketing, supply dwindling.
Correct.
And that means what for your prospects of buying or selling a house?
Well, for the sellers, it means they don't have to take a beating when they sell a house.
Yeah.
And it shows that there is a surge because of the economy. More people are buying. And even though the interest rates are going up, they're still buying.
Yeah.
So it really hadn't slowed the market any.
I wondered if the interest rate rise was going to drop prices, but it doesn't look like it has.
No, it's not going to.
Are prices going up or down in the River Region?
Up.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good news for sellers.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, if you're looking to sell a house, hey, the Goodson Group can certainly help you get that done. I like to tell people, you can go list your house anywhere. If you want to sell it, you call the Goodson
That's
Group.
That's right. Exactly.
The real estate schools are smashing success this time.
Right.
And when's the next one going to start?
Next one is going to be in January. We have a full class. We have every seat is full right now.
That's good. I credit the advertising on this program.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
Okay. So in January, if they want to get involved in the real estate business, kind of just tell them what they're looking at. What do they have to go through?
Well, they have to go through a 60-hour class. We meet on Thursday nights from 6 to 9, and I've been teaching for 35 years. It's a live class. There's no video and all that kind of stuff. But they get a lot of handouts, a lot of activity during the class, stories, and fresh ideas that are, because I'm selling and listing.
Yeah.
So they're not hearing a story that's 25 years old. But it's $375 if they want to join, or they can go online and do the online course if they need to get it done sooner.
How long does the online course take?
I've seen
asking for a friend.
It's about if they get, they can go up to like 8 hours a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
There is a limit about how many hours you can spend.
You can't just sit there and run it for 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They want to make sure you're digesting the information.
Exactly. So about 30 days or less, you could be able to sit for the exam going online.
And so you go online to thegoodsongroup.com?
Correct.
And you can find the information there, whether you want to do the live class
right.
or the online class.
Exactly.
You sit and take an exam, and you're off to the races.
Well, they come to us to take their practice exam, so as many exams that they want to take, and we like to get them into a category about an 80. They only have to get a 70 on the state exam, but that helps them get through the first time. I want them to only take the state test one time.
The once they're going, I mean, you're kind of really like a small business owner in a lot of respects.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's what I think is fascinating about the real estate business is you do have a lot of autonomy and a lot of that kind of stuff. Tell us about, on the buyer's side.
Sure.
On the buyer's side. A lot of people think, well, I know what a house I want. I know what neighborhood I want to live in. I don't need to hire a real estate agent. That's kind of a bad idea, though, I think. I mean,
well, it is, and agency is a big part of what we do, and we represent, when we're working with a buyer, we represent them only.
Yeah.
So they can tell us anything they want to. It's all private conversations. We help them with the financing. We help them with pricing, how much to offer, how much to counter with, how much in closing costs. So they get all the details, and we can suggest lenders, we can suggest home inspectors, we can termite people. If you don't represent a buyer, you cannot do any of those things.
Now, when you represent the buyer, here's what a lot of people don't realize. If they go hire the Goodson Group as a buyer's agent.
Correct.
If the house is listed with somebody else, they're going to pay the same commission either way.
Correct. And the seller pays the commission,
right.
So they pay us nothing.
Really. Right.
The buyers pay us nothing.
And so either you have a professional like the Goodson Group negotiating on your behalf,
right,
getting the most value, figuring out the all the pitfalls you know that they need to avoid,
right,
or you don't have that, but you're paying the same either way. So why not
exactly
why not have you do it
right
for essentially free?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my daughter was buying a house in Chattanooga, and she said, Dad, I want to buy a house. And I said, first thing you need is a buyer's agent. No, that'll cost me money. I said, what house did you grow up in? Well, you know what she did, Baron? She didn't. She went directly to the owner.
Really?
Yeah, I told her not to. She paid too much, paid full price, and there was all kind of problems with the house. It was an older house. She spent in the first year $12,000 in repair issues that should have been discussed.
She didn't know what to look for, and a buyer's agent would have.
A buyer's agent would have cautioned her of what to look for and how to make an offer. And obviously, the guy was trying to hide something, the seller, and he didn't tell her anything. So she and her husband paid the price for it.
Did they like living in Chattanooga?
They love it.
Chattanooga's a great town.
It is.
That's a great town. We got some friends that moved from here to Chattanooga, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago now, and they just absolutely love it. But he was kind of in a work-from-home situation. He could work from anywhere in the Southeast.
Yeah.
So he just got to pick where he wanted to go, and that's where they went.
Well, she's got a great job with a hospital there. She's a critical care nurse.
Yeah, I got you.
So she loves it.
Tell people what they need to do to get in touch with the Goodson Group.
Okay. They can just call 551-0225, or they can email me at bogoodson@charter.net, and that'll go right to me.
And you guys do, of course, buyer's agent stuff we talked about, the Goodson Group Real Estate School. You also do, you can list houses and sell houses.
Right.
And you'll manage real estate investment properties.
Yeah, we handle about 130 single-family homes, and we've been managing for 20 or 30 years. So we have a big group of people, sellers, owners that just stay with us year after year. And the rental market is strong. So, and we kind of concentrate on prices, 900 per month and above.
Right.
And we
a slumlord.
No. No. And we do routine inspections, and we come by the house and we make sure it's in really great shape. And the one thing I hear from people looking at our rentals is this show's totally different from everything else I've been looking at.
Yeah.
In the same price range.
Okay.
Because they look good, they smell good, and they're in good shape, and there's, you know, they're not looking at a banged up, beat up house.
Right. And you're in great neighborhoods and schools and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bo, appreciate you coming by.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy you being a part of the program. It's been a lot of fun.
Enjoyed being here.
Yeah. Someone texted me. That's what I was doing a second ago. Someone texted me and said they're going to be in your real estate class tonight.
Well, great.
So,
good.
One of our listeners that signed up with you.
Good.
Well, Bo, we really, really appreciate it. We'll see you again soon. This is your bumper music suggestion.
Oh, good. The people will love it.
Oh, the people love everything we play.
I know.
We'll be back.
All right. Thanks.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Minutes after 10 o'clock. All right, I'm finally going to get into this story. I've been holding it. I wanted to make sure I had time. Jack Campbell out as he is on Thursdays. Dave making money as he does from time to time. So that leaves me here alone. That's okay. That's okay. I'll get through. George Soros has entered Alabama politics in a big way over the weekend. And filings yesterday, the first weekly filings yesterday, show that George Soros has dumped $200,000 directly. Now, this isn't through some, you know, a lot of times when people say George Soros is getting involved in that race, what they mean is some George Soros-linked group or some group George Soros gave money to in the past or something, you know, that George Soros may have once been identified with this group and they've done some. This is actually George Soros. Like, if you look at the filing, which I've done, it was, I think, five or six filings in a bunch of different packs. Cash Pack, CMG, ET, Leadership, Pride Pack 2, T-Town Pack 2. If you go look at these packs, and you go look at the contributor, and it's not hard to do on the Secretary of State's website if you know what you're doing, but if not, trust me, I've done it. I've verified this information. It's accurate. If you go look at these packs, the money came from George Soros, not the Soros Foundation, not some Soros business, not some shady group that Soros once donated to 20 years ago. This came from George Soros, and his personal office's headquarters is listed as the address. This is George Soros entering Alabama politics. You might say to yourself, "Bam, bam, bam, why would George Soros want to enter Alabama politics?" I don't know. The reality is, I don't know. I'm assuming it's backing Walt Maddox. Because this pack, these series of packs have contributed about 30% or more of Walt Maddox's money. So if you're voting for Walt Maddox, you're voting for George Soros' control over Alabama. I do believe that. Until I have a reason to believe otherwise, I'm going to believe that. These PACs have not been active in a lot of other races. They're active in the Walt Maddox race. And like I said, they've contributed about a third of his money. So if a third of my money comes from this guy named Steve, and Steve gets $200,000 a week, 2 weeks before the election from George Soros, you could probably guess I'm going to be the intended beneficiary. Now, I'll say this. Now, the contributions were from 250 West 55th Street. That's in the name of George Soros. Again, not like some company, his personal name. Like, these were personal checks from George Soros. $200,000 worth of them from George Soros. Now, you might say to yourself, well, that doesn't really matter. That doesn't really matter. Maybe George Soros is all of a sudden a nice guy. Maybe he's gotten over his never-Trumper globalist pro-immigration ways. I don't know. Maybe he has. My guess is he hasn't. This is a guy who worked for the Nazis turning against his own people in a Hungarian ghetto. This is a bad actor. This is a bad actor. But George Soros now active in Alabama politics. It's possible he gave even more money to Walt Maddox PACs. I guess we'll call them Walt Maddox PACs. They've given him all that money. I can't think of anything else he'd be giving money to in Alabama. I mean, can you? What else does George Soros care about? Is the only really competitive race on the whole ticket. But if you're voting for Walt Maddox, just understand George Soros is his big boy. I mean, as far as I see this. Speaking of Walt Maddox, you almost feel bad for the guy. He seems like a nice enough chap. But then I read this headline on AL.com. Walt Maddox has already lost. This is from Kyle Whitmire. Walt Maddox has already lost. Whitmire says, where I grew up, there's a saying they have for folks who look like Walt Maddox in his first and latest campaign ad. That guy doesn't look out of his eyes just right. And let me tell you, I went back and watched that ad again after reading this piece. He doesn't look out of his eyes just right. He's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I interviewed him on air. I've met him a couple of times in the past. He's a nice guy. I think he's probably a competent enough mayor. Though crime is skyrocketing in Tuscaloosa, by the way. I'm not sure why. I don't know if that's a Walt Maddox problem or a crime problem, just a crime problem outside of his control. But crime is skyrocketing in Tuscaloosa. But anyway, I feel bad for him. Because whoever's handling this guy had an opportunity, I think, to take a shot at Kay Ivey and really go swinging at her. I'm almost wondering, was Walt Maddox set up? Is he throwing in the towel? Is he to the point now where he knows he can't win, so he's not even trying to win? Because look, you could take some swipes at Kay Ivey. I've done it here. I didn't think it would defeat her. But we're just trying to cover the news fairly and honestly, trying to be philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, factually correct, as we are. But, I mean, there's things you could take swipes at her on. The PAC program went basically bankrupt on her watch. Now the economy turned down and things went horrible. I get that. But she was in charge. She was the head treasurer in charge when it happened. She didn't stop it from happening. So, I mean, you could make that claim. You could say, hey, that doesn't that doesn't ring true, Madam Governor. There's some other things you could go after her on. As pointed out in this column, and I could actually point out more than Kyle Whitmire points out. But her first campaign ad was that she'd cleaned up the corruption in Alabama. And since then, like, five Republicans have been arrested on federal charges. Ed Henry and Mickey Hammond and others. You know, it doesn't seem too squeaky clean. Doesn't seem too squeaky clean. I think the striking juries on some of these cases right now. But there are other things you could hit her on. She almost cost Donald Trump and the United States of America. She almost cost us a Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. She did give us a Democratic senator. I mean, you could hit her on these things. Obviously, Walt Maddox probably wouldn't want to hit her on that. But there's a number of things you could go after on. The question is, why is he sitting back and his campaign ad says, "Hi, I'm 45. Okay, what does that mean? You're 45 years old? And then he says he's pro-life, he's pro-Second Amendment, and he'll never lie to you. He says, "I'll make you two promises. I'll never put my party ahead of the people, and I will never lie to you." I'm not sure that's a winning ad. I'm not sure that's an ad that moves the needle at all. I think it's a lousy ad, and I think Walt Maddox knows it's a lousy ad, and I think Walt Maddox's people know it's a lousy ad. Listen, we've been hearing for weeks that there's this big bombshell coming against Kay Ivey. This big, massive, game-changing bombshell. It's going to change the nature of the race, and Kay Ivey's going to lose, and Walt Maddox is going to romp. Get on the Walt Maddox train because he's got the big bombshell, the big October surprise. The big October surprise turned out to be that her doctor said she didn't have a stroke. That's a surprise? That's the October. Her doctor releases a letter that says, I've reviewed the records. I didn't see a stroke. No, I'm sorry. The October surprise was washed-up former Aaliyah secretary Spencer Collier, who was fired for cause, by the way. Washed-up former Aaliyah secretary Spencer Collier is all of a sudden now in the stroke diagnosing business. He's no longer a trusty lieutenant at a state trooper. He's no longer the head of Aaliyah. He's now a doctor. I guess he's Dr. Spencer Collier. Well, Dr. Spencer Collier is claiming, he confirmed, this was the headline in one of these papers, Dr. Spencer Collier confirms the governor had a stroke-like symptoms, or some mini-stroke or something. Well, Dr. Spencer Collier is no doctor at all. He's a police chief in Selma. Last I checked, if I was having stroke-like symptoms, among the list of people in this river region I would go see, Spencer Collier would be very far down the list. I think every person with an MD or a DO behind their name would be on the list. Hell, I might even go to my chiropractor before I went to Spencer Collier. I might go to some drug shaman. I might go to the local drug dealer. Hell, he's probably seen people overdose that kind of look like they're having strokes. He might know what to tell me to do. I might, gosh, I don't know. Maybe just start picking random people out of the Yellow Pages. Then I might get to a police chief. The hell's he know about stroke symptoms? How is he on the record confirming anything? What a ridiculous story. Was that the October surprise that was supposed to take down Kay Ivey? That some police chief in Selma said she was having stroke symptoms? That's the October surprise? That's the big thing we've been waiting on? I'm telling you, this campaign is over. Walt Maddox has already lost, and now George Soros is dumping in almost $250,000. I don't think it can get worse if you're a Walt Maddox fan. And I know there are people who just for whatever reason don't like Kay Ivey. I don't get it. Oh, Baron, she's old. Get over it. Get over it. She's the governor, not the president. Who cares if she's old? Who cares? Old people can be governor. What do you got to do? Cut a ribbon every now and then? Sign a couple executive orders? Come on. She does a fine job. She's a classy lady. Leave her alone. It's half past.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind. And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65 at North Boulevard. Take that first exit off North Boulevard is Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road, and you'll find us. We're sitting on the river. We've got a pretty little marina down here. You can launch a boat, or you can also rent a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, and we can fix you up and enjoy this beautiful weather and beautiful Alabama River. And every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we bring some fine entertainment passing through Montgomery and stopping by the Capital Oyster Bar. And this Sunday, it's Mr. Albert Cummins bringing his band to town. We're excited. This blues guitarist, oh, man, this is good stuff. If you haven't ever seen Albert, you can check it out. out, capitalorchardbar.com. You also see a menu and all the information you need. So y'all think about getting some good food in your belly, enjoying some good fine music and beautiful Alabama rivers. You get down here hungry and come soon.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Business Network. Canadian marijuana company Aurora Cannabis will be selling shares of its stock in the U.S. The Canadian weed company is going public on the New York Stock Exchange next Tuesday, October 23rd. It'll trade under the ticker symbol ACB. Marijuana became legal in Canada yesterday. Both eBay and Amazon shares are lower. eBay is suing Amazon. It's accusing Amazon of stealing sellers from the eBay marketplace by having dozens of sales representatives go on eBay's internal messaging system to entice businesses to switch. eBay previously sent Amazon a cease and desist letter. Arby's has a new promotion starting Saturday at limited locations. It's a seared duck breast sandwich. It'll be served at 16 Arby's around the U.S. to coincide with duck hunting season. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice forecast for you. Good bit of sunshine today. High temperature around 79. It's going to be fairly comfortable. Then for tonight, clouds on the increase, but dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, but showers and storms become scattered to numerous during the day on Saturday as a frontal system approaches, high in the middle 70s. Then cooler Saturday night behind the cool front. Low temperature 51. Sunday, breezy. Cooler, sunshine, high in the upper 60s, and how about mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the jaggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
All right, guys, 24 minutes to the top of the hour.
Valerie.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. If you want to get in touch with Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage, she can help you get squared away. Bo Goodson was here earlier telling you home prices are still strong and buyers are buying like crazy. Well, guess what? They got to get their financing. You know, very few people pay cash for a house, almost nobody. Most people get a mortgage somewhere. Well, why not go to a mortgage specialist? You know, if you were going to buy a car, you would go to a car specialist, someone who sells cars. If you're going to get a mortgage, go to a mortgage specialist. You wouldn't go to somebody who sells cars and tennis rackets and bread and milk. You know, no, that guy wouldn't know what he's talking about. He's too worried about the bread and milk spoiling to worry about the, you know, the Ford Expedition on the back. No. You go to the car dealer, the car specialist, to buy a car. You go to the mortgage specialist. You don't go to the big box bank. You don't go to the place where you get your checking account. You go to someone who just does mortgages. It's all she does. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, a mortgage specialist. And she can walk you through the process. She's got some great deals right now. Great deals. You know, first responders, teachers, these difference makers. She's got a difference maker program where you get $500 towards closing paid for by her. Look, I mean, she just wipes it out of your obligation. You don't have to pay that. Call Kim Williams, whether it's a refinance, whether it's a first-time home purchase, second purchase, whatever it is. VAs, USDAs, FHA, any alphabet soup you come up with, she can take care of it. So give Kim Williams a call. 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, an equal housing lender. All right. I'm done feeling bad for Walt Maddox. He's a fine guy. He's a mayor. He's got a bright future. I'm done feeling bad for him. But I do kind of feel bad for him. I really do. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't, but I really do. Alabama lawmakers moving forward with hands-free driving law. I'm not in favor of this, by the way. And you can put any sob story you want up here. Distracted driving is no joke. You know, don't drink and drive. Wear your seatbelt. All that kind of stuff. But here's the problem with these laws. Here's the problem with it. And you maybe could convince me to like this law. But the way I've seen these laws in effect in other places, I don't like them. In Alabama, you can be ticketed for texting and driving. So if they see you driving down the road texting, they can pull you over and give you a ticket. But there's no law that bans you from picking up your handheld device and talking on the phone or navigating on a map or anything like that I'm aware of. I think it's just texting. There's nothing that stops you from picking up your what version is this? iPhone something. Does it say on it? Hold on, let me look. Some number. I don't know what it is. It's big. I know that. It's a big old iPhone. Size matters, guys. It's a big old iPhone. So there's nothing to stop me from picking up my big old iPhone and looking at it, talking on it, holding it in my hand, wandering around, any of that kind of stuff. In Alabama, you can be ticketed for texting and driving, but not for using your handheld device. In Georgia, you can. If you pick up your phone, they can pull you over and ticket you. Some other states are that way, but Alabama doesn't have that way. And they're looking to change that in Alabama to make it so if you grab your phone, you can be ticketed. And they're working with legislators to try to do this. It's going to be pre-filed in January. It'll be up for a vote in March, the story says, but that ain't how the world works, people. Just because you pre-file something in January doesn't mean it's going to be up for a vote in March. And Cam Ward says there's strong support for the bill in both the House and Senate. Okay? Great. Wonderful. 100%. I'm glad that they support for this. But is there something that can stop you from putting on makeup in the car? Because I'm sorry, that to me seems like a bigger distraction. At least if I'm talking on the phone, I'm looking down the road. But I see a lot of these people, is there something to stop you from whipping your child's ass in the back seat? Because I see people driving down the road all the time, turning around, whipping their child's ass in the back seat. Is that distracted enough to warrant a law? No whipping child's ass while you drive down the road? What kind of cool bill title could you come up with that? Is there something to stop you from eating that double filet of fish from McDonald's? I see you guys order that. It's actually a good sandwich. Is there something to stop you from that? It's Friday. You're being a good Catholic. You go through the filet of fish line. But you're hungry, so you order a double filet of fish. You know, and make sure you throw an extra piece of cheese on there. That way you know it came off the grill and it hadn't been sitting in there getting all grossed out under the lights. for the last 30 minutes? Is there any law about that? What I'm getting at here is, this seems to me like all hat and no cattle. This law right here seems to be people that want to run around and pat themselves on the back and act like they've helped children but hadn't done a damn thing. These are the same people who almost tried to kill a DUI bill last year that was going to save lives in Alabama. All because some municipal courts weren't going to make as much money. These are the same people who don't even bother putting out a budget on time most of the time, not one that anybody can read. I'm supposed to believe they're worried about distracted driving? These are the same people that we still don't have a casino in this, a lottery in this state. There's a lot going on that they could address before we get to Baron Coleman makes cell phone calls while he's driving down the road. I think this also unfairly targets poor people. And I think people ought to consider that. I think the law also unfairly targets poor people. Who's more likely to have a hands-free device like Bluetooth in their car? The middle class, upper middle class, or the guy barely getting by, the poor people? Well, what you're essentially saying is rich people get to make phone calls on the road and poor people don't. Because poor people would have to hold their phone. They can't hit a button on the steering wheel and say, Mr. Mercedes-Benz, could you please call, call my son... Trottingham, please call Trottingham. You know, Trottingham was my wife's maiden name, so we named our son Trottingham. Hey, Trot, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, I'm just taking the Benz out for a little Sunday drive. Yeah, I can talk to you because I'm rich and can afford this Bluetooth speaker system in my Benz, Trot. Yeah, Trottingham, the poor guy next to me, that poor schmuck, he's stuck listening to talk radio from 9 to noon. He can't call his son. He doesn't have hands-free Bluetooth devices, and the legislature has declared that criminal. Yeah, sorry. All right, Trottingham. I'll catch you at the Mountain Brook Country Club later this week. Yeah, we'll take in some tennis, like Luther Strange. Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Trottingham. I'm sorry, I think it unfairly targets poor people, and I don't think it should be allowed. I think it's a ridiculous law. And don't text me, ask me how to spell Trottingham. I don't know. Someone just texted me how to spell Trottingham. I don't know. I don't know if it's one D or two Ds. Depends on how his wife's maiden name spelled it. We'll be back. Pieces are sweet, but it makes no difference because it's not.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get the best prices of 2018 with the once a year sales event at Prideful Carpet. On October 18th, take advantage of the best deals on high quality flooring for your home. Plus, you'll receive interest free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. And remember, on the day of the sale, one lucky winner will receive two tickets to the Alabama-Auburn game. It's the once-a-year sales event with my friends at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Text messages I got, guessing how to spell Trottingham, included nobody who knew how to spell Trottingham. I've also got one that said, how damn bored are you up there that you're talking to yourself? Somebody asked if I was engaged in activities in which marijuana would be ingested. All right, guys. I thought Trottingham was a good little bit. I came up with that off the top of my head, by the way. Guys, Saturday is fall yard sale season over at Eastbrook Flea Market. They got the fall yard sale going on Saturday at Eastbrook. It'll start at 6 a.m., so get up early. Get up early. And I don't need your reading glasses. I can just keep pushing my hand farther away until it comes into focus. From 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., it'll be in the parking lot. Some of the best bargains of the year will be going on at Eastbrook Flea Market. Tell your listeners to bring a truck. Guys, load up on all kinds of great bargains. This is a treat. So if you have friends who are listeners, or if you listen, or if you don't have any friends, that's fine. You show up. You show up. Bring a truck. Load up on all these great bargains over at Eastbrook Flea Market. This fall yard sale time for Eastbrook Flea Market. Bam, bam, bam. Don't you know the Tennessee-Alabama games this weekend? It's not at 6 a.m., people. Get up early. Get out there. Spot all the bargains. It'll be in the parking lot. You're going to love it. 6 a.m., the dew's still going to be falling. It's going to be great. Let me tell you. I'm looking at the weather. 6 a.m. Saturday morning. It's going to be brisk. It's going to be brisk. Fall is in the air, boys and girls. It's going to be in the air. Eastbrook Flea Market. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just off of Atlanta Highway. So don't go all the way down like the Garrett Coliseum. It's get off the Atlanta Highway, turn left. It's maybe, gosh, half mile down the road or so, maybe less. On the left-hand side, there's the little post office there and other stuff. But, I mean, it's the Eastbrook Flea Market. It's the Eastbrook Shopping Center. So get by there when you get a chance. Yard sale, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. So if you got friends or listeners, tell them to join you over there. If not, just any friends, they don't have to listen necessarily. It's open to everybody, not just News and Views listeners. But we expect the News and Views listeners to make up the bulk of the audience. And someone grabbed Trottingham Tell him he can play tennis at the Mountain Brook Club after 2 p.m., but he's got to be at the yard sale. Got to be at the yard sale. Our number 272-9228. We'll get to your phone calls in a second. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Mr. Four?
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to call you Dr. Four because Dr. Collier is over there and as the police chief of Selma diagnosing mini strokes.
Obviously.
I could not believe it. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, I'll tell you what, those folks over there at Eastbrook Flea Market, they really are nice. The people that run it are nice, and the vendors in there are great, too. They're just a good group of people. But
I couldn't agree more. That's why we advertise for them. Top tier.
Well, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. Hey, I guess you've been talking about the hands-free law. I haven't read the particulars of it. What exactly are they saying in the reader's
book? Well, I haven't read it. It hadn't been pre-filed yet, so I don't know the particulars of it either, but they're saying essentially you're not going to be able to hold your cell phone while you drive, that you'll have to use some sort of hands-free device.
And, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a sheriff's deputy that I know, and he told me, I mean, this was like 2 weeks ago when the guy on crack was, did I tell you about the guy on crack that was wandering around the barn that Sunday morning?
Yeah.
And I was talking to Tim, and he said that was the only time he got beat on a ticket. He got taken to court, and that's what the person claimed. They were not texting. They were checking their GPS, and the judge said you can do that. So,
yeah, the law doesn't prevent you from doing that.
But I don't see the difference in
it. It's all this feel-good. Look, you should not text and drive, okay? You shouldn't.
No.
I do a lot of talk-to-text while I drive, but that requires me to hit the button, hit the send button. Actually, it doesn't. You can do it all vocally, but I like to look at it ahead of time because I get these talk-to-text from people that don't look at it before they hit send.
And it makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense. It's garbledy good.
Well, I'll take your hands-free driving law, and I'll take it back even further to the window tint law. The window tint law is BS. You are exempted from the levels of opacity that you can see through the glass. If your window tint comes from the manufacturer with the bulletproof can't see through glass, you are exempt from it. You are only subject to citation is if it's aftermarket glass. It unfairly targets people who can't afford to drive an $80,000 car that the quarter panel glass costs, $2,200.
Yeah.
And, when you read the fine print of the window tint law, oh, by the way, if you're rich and can afford...
I need bulletproof glass. You just gave me an idea, Cranky. I need bulletproof glass. With a mouth like this, the problems I get into, I can't think of a better use of $2,200 than bulletproof glass. Now, is that per window?
Well, I don't know how much it is, but a lot of your window glass.
I won't go a penny over $2,200.
And well, when I say bulletproof, you know what I'm talking about. It's just a euphemism, but the glass is so.
You're deflating
dark.
Me like line by line. I should have hung up on you, and I'd still be flying high right now.
No. But I'm talking about the glass that you see in a lot of these high-end SUVs that's so dark you can't see through.
Yeah, sure.
They are exempt from the law. If you went to a window tint dealer, first off, you're not going to find one that'll put it that dark because he doesn't want it to come back on him. But if you said, hey, look, my car has got regular straight glass in it, but I want it as dark as those, they can put it in there, but you are subject to fine. Unless it's OEM, unless it came from the manufacturer that way, and then you're totally exempt.
Well, we appreciate your call, Cranky. Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. I got to get that bulletproof glass. I saw a whole bulletproof, it wasn't an Expedition. What's the smaller Ford? Explorer. I saw a bulletproof Ford Explorer, aftermarket. Big panels and all this stuff. Weighed like 40-something thousand pounds. I mean, massive car. Like a rolling tank. I need something like that.
Many days you do, Baron.
Yeah. I really do. Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been listening to your rant about the driving. You know, there's been many tests ran that show that talking on the phone while you're driving is about as bad as being drunk while you're driving.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, people do it,
So let me play devil's advocate.
But they're not.
Here.
But the law's not going to stop you from talking on your phone. It's just going to stop you from holding your phone.
All right. But let me play devil's advocate here. You're saying this targets poor people by not having the law,
yes,
which
Yes.
Everybody's not going to obey, obviously.
It's racist. Yeah.
But for the people that do obey it, you're actually, by not having a law, you're actually saying the lives of poor people aren't as important as the richer.
Hmm. I don't know what you're saying.
Hmm.
I'm not following your argument. That wasn't right. A hmm that my mind has been blown. It was a hmm that I didn't get it.
All right.
I get what he's saying.
You're saying that because
you
the
want
poor
to let poor people drive and text and kill themselves is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're advocating that.
Yes. Yes.
You're advocating
glass.
Yeah. No, I am. I mean, poor people have every right to make the same phone calls I make. Or anyone else. I got one of those Bluetooth devices in my car. Everybody should be able to make those same phone calls. You know? Nobody should be able to make any phone calls.
Or it should be a safety issue.
But see, here, we ought to outlaw singing in cars, frankly. If for no other reason.
Negative Ghost Rider.
If for no other reason than people look absolutely ridiculous when they're driving down the road.
Not me, Jack.
Screaming at the top of their lungs the words to some. And I mean the faces they make. I'm telling you, one of the greatest joys I get on any day that I drive is pulling up next to somebody at a stoplight who is totally rocking out.
The only thing better than that is when you sit there and stare at them, and then they end up looking over at you, and they figure out, how long have they been watching me do this? I did that to a girl this morning out at Chantilly. She was just killing it. I say a girl. She's probably 30 years old. But she was just killing it. And I just sat there, and I kind of got tickled, and she finally looked over at me, and she kind of giggled.
I play a game. I'm trying to guess, are they singing? Are they talking to someone on Bluetooth? Or if it's clear they're talking, are they mad? Or are they just emphasizing because they're excited? Because when they start pointing that finger at the mythical nobody in front of them, that's when I'm always like, are they mad? Or are they just like emphasizing? We pulled up yesterday, or not yesterday, but in the last week. I think Reagan was in the car. We pulled up next to somebody, and the woman was doing this thing on her fingers where you hit each individual digit as you go down and make the next point. So you go from one finger to the next. So I started doing it too, and the woman looked over and saw me doing it. And then she realized she was doing it, and she quit, and she looked away. If you're listening, I'm sorry. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
And laugh at yourself.
Who's this?
Hey. I might say that you can get that car now. You look up Young Dolph. It wasn't long ago up there, and I think he was in Tennessee when it happened, but they shot him. If he wouldn't have been in that bulletproof, it was an expedition. He'd probably be dead. All right.
See, I need a bulletproof car. Randall, thank you. I need a bulletproof car. I didn't say I needed one because I was kidding. I know I need a bulletproof car. I get your emails and texts and letters. Trust me. The station shows them to me.
Is that why you wear Kevlar to work?
Don't tell everybody. It's not rifle rated. But my car.
You get it from Selma?
But my car will be. Unfortunately, that's true. We'll be back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coussa.